Since 2020, artists have been creating portraits of people detained at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. The portraits are posted on La Resistencia's social media accounts, an organization working to end detentions and deportations.
Most recently, we have been creating portraits as a way to get individual campaigns out of certain individuals who are, at risk of deportation.
That's Saya Ray Rafai, one of the artists behind these portraits. This year, Rafai profiled one man named Israel Arosque. He is shown inside a red circle with the words Call to Action above his head and Free Israel below. Rafai says the drawing was part of a campaign to raise awareness of Arosque's potential deportation. It was posted on Instagram in February, but he was deported later that month.
The work still continues, after, even if someone's deported, and trying to figure out how do we continue to support, loved ones of people who've now been impacted by their loved ones' deportation.
Rafai considers themselves a community artist. Art is the universal language, they say, and it can bring understanding to societal issues. The portrait started with La Resistencia's Freedom for All campaign in 2020. The first portrait was of a person detained named Naomi.
Her story was getting out. A few people started inquiring and agreeing to have a little bit of their story told.
Artists like Rafai draw, paint, or digitally create the images using photos provided by loved ones or talking via video calls. Rafai says the aim is to humanize the people detained, to create sympathy for their stories. I'm Lauren Gallup.